The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 15, Texts Number 28, 29, 30, and 31, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 10th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So there's a number of verses before the one on the board. I will go ahead and chant those first. So we keep everything in order. Text 28. Bala pravesha bahu bhyang talan sabek shakam yoyan palani patayam asa matangaja ivaujasa. Lord Balaram entered the Tala forest first. Then with his two arms he began forcefully shaking the trees with the power of a maddened elephant, causing the Tala fruits to fall to the ground.
28. Pirmas Italas gyrė įžengė viešpas Balarama. Tarsi padūkęs nežabotos galios ramblys, jis abiem rankom ėmė purtyti medžius ir žemėn pasipylė Talos vaisiai.
Text 29. Palanam patetang shabjam isham ya sudara sabha abhyadavas chati talang sanagam parikampayan. Hearing the sound of the falling fruits, the ass demon Denuka ran forward to attack, making the earth and trees tremble.
Išgirdęs skrendančių vaisių dunksėjimą, prie medžio pasiruošęs atakuoti, atskuodė demonas Denuka. Po jo kanopomis krūpčiojo žemė ir drebėjo medžiai.
Text 30. Samecha tadasa patyaga dvabhyam pajam balam bali nihatya rasi ka shabdham munchan paryasarat kala. The powerful demon rushed up to Lord Balaram and sharply struck the Lord's chest with the hooves of his hind legs. Then Danaka began to run about braying loudly.
Pripuolęs prie Baladevas, smarkusis demonas užpakalinėmis kanopomis iš visų jėgų spyrė viešpačiui į krūtinę. Jis lakstė ratais, kaip akis išdegęs, ir šaižiai bliovė.
Text 31. We will chant this one responsibly.
31 kartų
Puna.
Puna.
Asadya.
Asadya.
Sangrabdha.
Sangrabdha.
Upakroshta.
Parak.
Stita,
Stita,
Charano,
Charano,
Aparo,
Aparo,
Rajan, Balaya,
Prakshipat,
Rusha,
Rusha,
Punar Asajasang
Ramdha,
Upakroshta, Parak Stita, Charanavaparao
Rajan,
Balaya Pakshipad
Rusha
Punara Sanjasang Rabdha Upakrushta Parakstita Charanavaparao
Rajan
Balaya Pakshipad
Rusha
Puna
again.
Asadya, approaching him. Samrabdha, furious. Upakroshta, the ass. Parak, with his back toward the Lord.
Užpakaliu pasisukęs į viešpatį.
Stita, standing.
Atsistoya.
Charano. Two legs.
Dvi kojas.
Upper row. Hind.
Užpakalines.
Rajan. O King Parikshit.
O Karalio Parikshitai.
Balaya. At Lord Balaram.
I viešpatį Balaramą.
Prakshipat. He hurled.
Išmetė jo.
Rusha. With anger.
Įtūžęs.
Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Moving again toward Lord Balaram, O King, the furious ass situated himself with his back toward the Lord. Then, screaming in rage, the demon hurled his two hind legs at him. Purport. The word upakrushta indicates an ass and also one who was crying out nearby. Thus is indicated herein that the powerful Dainuka made horrible, angry sounds. So a correction, I'd said to text 34, because it looked like a 4 from this angle, but it's 31. Is the fine, this is the final text today, 31. So here we see this ass being very offensive towards the Lord.
Mes matome, kad šitas asilas labai įžeidžiai elgėsi viešpatis atžvilgiu.
Actually, when you turn your back towards someone, that's also considered very offensive.
Vien tik atsukti savo nugarą į ką nors jau yra nemandagu.
What to speak of kicking them?
Ką kalbėti apie tai, kad spiri ką nors?
We, Mataji and I, Guru Mata and I were one time preaching in Memphis, Tennessee.
Kartą mes Tenesio valstijai pamokslavome su Mataji.
On behalf of Back to Godhead magazine.
Platindami Back to Godhead žurnalą.
They went to one Indian-owned motel.
Ir nuėjome į vieną motelį, kurio savininkas.
And we approached the owner and his wife to give a, I think it was a Bhagavad Gita donation, yeah. It was subscription for Back to Godhead magazine, yeah.
Ir kreipėmės į tą įmonės žmoną, kad jie.
So we asked him to give it to give sign up and get a subscription to Back to Godhead magazine.
Back to Godhead prenumerata.
And their response from both husband and wife was they both turned around and turned their backs to us and stood there with their backs faced towards us. They didn't say a word, they just turned around and put their backs to us. That's it. Which is actually a very rude thing. They didn't say a word, they just turned their backs to us. And all we could do was just leave. It's very offensive behavior, you see. But at least they didn't kick us like that in the Dainuka. They didn't kick us. So just see what an offensive character is Dainuka. Not only is he turning the back, but he's kicking us. Not only is he kicking and turning the back, he's making horrible sounds also. It's like we know the ass, he makes very horrible sound, you know. He's screaming, hee-haw, hee-haw. Very horrible sound, you know. So just imagine when he's angry how horrible the ass would sound. Actually, Prabhupada explains how the ass, he's going, hee-haw, hee-haw. He's thinking it's actually very beautiful poetry. So this reminds us of the professors and mental speculators. Just like yesterday the drama that Sankirtan played that professor, you
see.
He's simply braying like an ass. And what do you do with a braying ass? Just get rid of him, get him out of here. So our movement is to put a stop to these braying asses, these so-called scientists and philosophers. One of the biggest asses of them all is Dr. Stephen Hawking. Actually, I find his name very appropriate. Hawking. He Hawking. He Hawking. His name is like that. Dr. Stephen Hawking, I actually have saw a YouTube video where he's talking of his philosophy.
YouTube video, mačiau kaip jisai pasakoja savo filosofiją.
And he wants to enlighten all of his students that now I have discovered the highest level of knowledge.
Ir jis norėjo nušviesti visus savo studentus, mokinius, kad dabar jisai atrado giliausią išmanimą.
I have now realized, he says, that everything comes out of nothing.
Aš supratau, kad viskas ateina iš nieko.
This is his great revelation. Everything comes out of nothing.
Tokia jam atėjo apraiška.
But he doesn't realize that nothing actually comes out of nothing.
Bet iš tikrųjų jis nesupranta, kad niekas negali ateiti iš nieko.
Thing is, in science, you're supposed to have an experiment that can back up your data, right?
Nes mokslė tam, kad patvirtint savo teorijas, reikia turėti...
It's like someone may say, H2O equals water.
Lygiai kaip teigiant, kad H plus O gaunasi vanduo.
Two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, you can make water from that.
Dvi dalelės vandenilio ir viena deguonies padaro vandenį.
You can go to the laboratory and do that.
Ir galima laboratorijoje tai patvirtinti.
Back when I was in high school, we did that. We went to the lab, and every student, and I did it myself. I took two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, and I made water in the test tube. So that proves that the theory is correct. When you can do an experiment and actually demonstrate the authenticity of the theory, then you know it's true.
Kai tu gali atlikti eksperimentą ir įrodyti teorijos autentiškumą.
So where is the experiment, Dr. Hawkings, Dr. He Hawkings, where you can take nothing and get something out of it?
Taigi, ponia Hawkins, kur tas eksperimentas, kurio metu jūs iš kažko, iš nieko padarėt kažką?
Has it ever been done in the history of science?
Ar kada nors mokslo istorijoje buvo toks eksperimentas?
Has it ever happened within nature?
Ar kada nors taip įvyksta gamtoje?
That it can be observed.
Ir mes galėtume taip
stebėti. Where is the example in the history of the universe that something came out of nothing?
Kur visatos istorijoje nors vienas įrodymas?
He says everything came out of nothing.
O jis sako, kad viskas ateina iš...
But there's not even one example of something coming out of nothing.
Kad aš nemačiau nei vieno pavyzdžio tokio.
I many times explained, I tried it myself. I made an experiment in Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur'e aš pats atlikau eksperimentą.
I took an empty pot.
You know,
I was thinking I could make some popcorn for Krishna, you see. So I took the empty pot, I put it in the stove. I turned on the burner, you see. And you know how you shake the pot, you know, when you're making popcorn. So I was going, pop, 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 and no popcorn came out of nothing. So therefore I can understand Dr. Hawking is just an ass, really, just a big ass. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. But he's applauded as one of the biggest brains in the history of science. He is a famous scientist. He's considered one of the biggest brains in the history of science. So what is this nonsense? Actually, there's one scientist who has a little bit of common sense.
Yra vienas mokslininkas, kuris turi sveikos nuovokos.
Dr. Rupert Sheldrick.
Tai daktaras Rupertas Sheldrick.
He's written a book called The Scientific Delusion.
Jis parašė tokią knygą, kuri vadinasi Mokslinis Pabludimas.
That what they call science is actually dogma.
Ir joje jisai paaiškina, kad tai, kas vadinama mokslo, yra paprasčiausios dogmos.
So it's nice at least a few scientists are becoming a little bit intelligent.
Smagu, kad nors keli mokslininkai turi pakankamą intelektą.
See, in the science, there's just like in a dogmatic religion, there's certain things you blindly accept.
Moksle, kaip ir dogmatinėje religijoje, yra tokie dalykai, kuriuos tu turi priimti aklai.
So the same thing is going on in science.
Tokie dalykai vyksta moksle.
You have to accept the Big Bang theory, is it?
Tu turi priimti didžią sprogimo teoriją.
And before the Big Bang, there was the void.
Kad prieš didįjį sprogimą buvo tuštuma.
You have to just blindly accept these things, or you're considered some kind of a kook.
Tu turi priimti šitos dalykus aklai, kitu atveju tu būsi nerimtas mokslininkas.
So this is not open-mindedness.
Taigi tai nėra toksai sveikas.
This is closed-mindedness, you see.
Tai yra...
This is blind. This is ass philosophy.
Asulu philosophia.
So shut this curtain here. causing a couple of problems. On the video also it's causing a problem. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, please do not be ass philosophers.
Nebūkite filosofai asilai.
To accept things blindly.
You see? Nepriimkite nieko aklai.
I was very nicely trained by His Holiness Visvajana Swami Maharaj. When I first joined the ashram in Austin, he said, you must inquire until your intelligence is fully satisfied. So we don't want any of you to just to blindly accept our teachings of Krishna consciousness. Don't make an ass out of yourself by being a blind follower. One should be thoughtful.
Reikia būti išmintingu.
Brahman means one who is thoughtful and who is intelligent.
Brahmanas reiškia tas, kuris masto, naudoja savo.
Shudra is foolish.
Shudra reiškia kvailis.
Brahmana means intelligent.
Brahmana reiškia intelligent.
So we're coming out of a Shudra culture.
Taigi mes ateiname iš Shudras kultūros.
The modern day civilization is simply a Shudra culture.
Moderni civilizacija yra Shudra kultūra.
Unintelligent fools.
Neišmintingų kvailių.
And now we are creating brahminical culture.
O mes norim sukurti brahmanišką kultūrą.
Highly developed intellectuals.
Labai išsivysčiusių intelektualų.
Who do not accept things blindly.
Kurie nieko nepriima aklai.
But who inquire very sincerely and to find out and understand perfectly what is the absolute truth.
Todėl jūs turite klausinėti labai nuoširdžiai, kad pilnai suprasti, kas yra absoliuti tiesa.
Tato brahma jigyasa. The absolute truth is that from which everything emanates.
Absoliuti tiesa yra tai, iš ko viskas atsiranda.
So, sorry, Dr. Hawkins.
Atleiskite, Dr. Hawkins.
Hawkins. Sorry, Dr. Hawkins. Everything doesn't come out of nothing.
Atleiskite, Dr. Hawkins.
Vedanta Sutra explains everything comes out of the absolute truth.
Šventrašiai apibūdina, kad viskas atsiranda iš absoliučios tiesos.
So this is more logical.
Ir tai yra labiau logiška.
That something comes from something.
Kad kažkas turi ateiti iš kažko.
Isn't that our practical experience?
Ar tai nėra mūsų praktinė patirtis?
Things come from things.
Kad viskas atsiranda iš kažko.
The flower comes from the tree.
Gėlės ateina iš medžio.
The fruit comes from the tree, you see.
Vaisius irgi ateina iš medžio.
The sunshine comes from the sun planet.
Saulė šviesa ateina iš saulės planetos.
The baby comes out of the mother's womb.
Vaikas gimsta iš motinos.
After being planted by the semina of the father.
Po to, kai yra apvaisinamas iš tėčio sėklos.
So we our experience, everyday experience is things comes from things.
Taigi mes matome kasdienėje savo patirtyje, kad viskas ateina iš kažko.
So then how do you find the original something?
Klausimas, kaip rasi tą pirminį šaltinį.
You've got to trace it back, that's all.
Paprasčiausiai reikia eiti atgal.
You go back, you finally come to Krishna.
Jeigu eisi iš vieno šaltinio į kitą, atgal, tai prieisi prie Krishnos.
You can take the chain of any causality.
Bet kokią priežasčių grandinę galim paimti.
Where did this gong come from?
Iš kur atėjo šitas gongas?
You see, well, it came from some metal ore in the mountain. And where did that come from?
Kur tas metalas atsirado?
You can take anything and trace back where it came from.
Bet kokį objektą paimti ir atsekti, iš kur jis atsirado.
And you go far enough, you'll come to Krishna.
Ir jeigu labai toli seksi, iki pat Krishnos.
Aham sarvasya prabhavam matak prabhavam sarvartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me.
Krishna sako, aš esu visų materialių dvasinių pasaulio šaltinis. Viskas atsiranda iš manęs.
So Krishna is that original something.
Taigi Krishna yra tas pirminis kažkas.
Now some people argue that, well, I accept the idea that of a chain of causality. There's something out there that's produced everything. I accept the idea of something as opposed to the idea of void.
Taigi, kai kurie žmonės sako, aš priimu, kad vis dėlto turi būti kažkokia tai priežastis.
But they may argue, but there's an infinite chain of causality with no actual originating point.
Bet tai yra amžina tokia grandinė, kad kažkas atsiranda iš kažko, nėra to pirminio šaltinio, galutinio taško.
So, but let's analyze that philosophy for a minute.
Pamastykime apie šią filosofiją minutėlę.
There's something called domino theory.
Yra tokia domino teorija.
There's a little game called dominoes, actually.
Toks yra žaidimas domino.
There are little wooden blocks about this big. And domino theory means you line up, you put a whole bunch of dominoes, you stand them all up. And if you push one domino falls over, then it knocks the other domino over, which knocks the other domino, and then if one falls and the whole row falls, the whole row will fall down, you see. This is called domino theory. That one thing causes another thing, which causes another thing. So those who say there's an who argue there's an infinite chain of causality are saying there's an it's like an infinite a row of dominoes that goes into infinity. But still, if those dominoes are going to move, there has to be one domino that moves on its own without another domino moving it. Actually, some brilliant Western theologians in the, many centuries ago understood this. They described this as the unmoved mover. That mover who can move without being moved. That domino that can fall over without another domino pushing it. So that is God. God is the unmoved mover. So by clear philosophical reasoning, we can understand God. At least the basic concept of God can be understood. As the unmoved mover, the original source of everything that's going on. To know the details about that supreme, that requires revelation. Just like when you go to a kingdom, you can understand somewhere there must be a king, otherwise how is this kingdom going on? If there was no king, if there's no supreme power, then nothing would be organized, it would be chaos everywhere. So when there is order, you can understand somewhere there's a supreme controller behind it. The ordered nature of the universe tells us there is a God. If there was no supreme controller, just like if there was a country with no government, it would be absolute chaos.
Chaos.
It'd be like the Wild West, everybody shooting one another, robbing one another, you see. So, one can understand there must be a supreme person there. Then how to know him intimately? That's his sweet will, his sweet desire, you see. He reveals himself to you. It's not that you can barge your way in. And you go to the White House in Washington and you say, I want to meet President Trump. You can't do that, you see. Now, if you're the Prime Minister of, the UK, maybe you can do that. If you're Putin, maybe you can do that. But you and I couldn't go to the White House and demand to meet President Trump. To meet him requires he has to desire to meet us. So in the same way, you can't demand God reveal himself. It's like in one elementary school classroom, the teacher wanted to prove to the students there is no God. So this teacher said, students, let us see if God exists or not. So the teacher called out, God, if you were there, then please show us a sign. Reveal yourself to us if you're actually there. And nothing happened. So the teacher said, see, my dear students, there is no God. Because we asked him to prove his existence by revealing himself, but he didn't do that. Therefore we can conclude there's no God. That's like standing outside of the White House in Washington. Saying, well, let's see if there's really a president of the United States or not. President Trump, if you really exist, then come out here and shake my hand. But President Trump doesn't come out to shake my hand. Well, there is no President Trump. This is just a myth. There is no President Trump. But the foolish people, they don't understand these things, you see. It's like during the, just like in Russia, many years ago, during communist Russia. Atheism, you see. They wanted to convince the people in the church that there is no God, that the communist comrades are better than God. So they came to the church. They said, okay, pray to God and ask for your daily bread. It's like in the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father who art in heaven, give us our daily bread. It's a standard Christian prayer. Give us our daily bread. So I said, pray for bread. And they said, well, where's the bread? It didn't come. So what is the value of your God? Now you pray, my dear communist comrades, please give us our daily bread. As soon as they did that, the trucks pulled up in front of the church with 100 loaves of bread, and they gave out everyone a loaf of bread, you see. So who is better, God or your communist comrades?
Easy.
So the foolish people, they couldn't think, well, where did you get the bread, rascal? The foolish people were not able to challenge the communists. Where did you get the bread, rascal? Did you manufacture in a test tube? Or did you get it from the wheat which God has provided? Let me say, you produce wheat in your test tube.
So
actually, God is the provider, you see. So, but one has to have a little intelligence to not be misled by the propaganda of the atheistic people. And the atheistic so-called scientists like Dr. Hawkins. You have to be intelligent. Not to be fooled by these fools and rascals.
You see,
he's an ass. And if you believe him, you're even a bigger ass. So don't be an ass. You see, human life is not meant for... In Sanskrit, the word for ass is mudha. Don't be a mudha. Don't be a fool. You use your intelligence. Understand there must be a supreme source of all existence. Well, the person they say there's a source, but the source is impersonal. That source is Brahman, the oneness. So is that logical?
Ar tai yra logiška?
Is it? Is that logical? Just like many times I give the example of the gold mine.
Aš dažnai duodu pavyzdį apie aukso kasyklą.
Every day I bring you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Nešiu jums aukso kilogramą kasdien.
How much is a kilo of gold worth nowadays?
Kiek jis kainuoja?
Anybody know?
100,000.
100,000 euros for 1 kilo. So every day you get 100,000 euros.
100,000 euro.
In 10 days you'd be a millionaire.
Po 10 dienų jis jau milijonierius.
And within 3 years you'd be a billionaire, right?
Well, po 3 metų jau milijardierius.
Something like that. So it'd be very, very nice to have 1 kilo of pure gold every day as a gift.
Jūs džiaugiatės, graži dovana, kasdien kilogramas aukso.
So every day I bring you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Kasdien dovanoju jums 1 kilo aukso.
You say, well, where are you getting all this gold from? You know. Well, I got a gold mine out here about somewhere in the hill country between here and Vilnius. You know, I got a gold mine out
here.
You do?
Tikrai rimtai.
How much gold do you have in your gold mine?
O kiek ten to aukso yra toje kasykloje?
Oh, there's no gold in the gold mine.
Ten išvis nėra aukso.
Now, wait a minute.
Palauk.
If you're getting all this gold out of the gold mine,
jeigu tu aukso, kasiš aukso kasyklos,
how you can say there's no gold in the gold mine?
Kaip gali pasakyti, kad ten
that gold mine must be loaded with gold.
Ten turi būti daug, daug aukso.
So in the same way, you see, there are so many persons, isn't it?
Tokiu būdu mes matom, kad pasaulyje yra daug asmenybių.
Are you a person?
Ar tu asmenybė?
You are.
Taip.
If I tell you you're not a person, will you agree? No, you won't, because you are a person. If I tell you you're not a person, you'll be very angry. What do you mean I'm not a person? I am a person. When you say I, that means there's a person there, you see.
Aš tai reiškia asmenybė.
An in-person can't say I.
In-person, ne, asmenybė negali sakyt aš.
So, we have so many persons.
Taigi, turim daug asmenybę.
And they say the original source of everything is impersonal. But that's like saying I'm getting tons of gold out of a goldless gold mine. This is not logical. It is logical to think I'm getting so much gold, the gold mine must have gold in it.
Logiška yra mąstyti, kad jeigu gauna aukso iš kasyklos, tai ten turi.
If so many persons are coming out of the existential mind, that existential mind must be a person.
Lygiai taip pat, kad tiek daug asmenybių iš egzistencinės kasyklos atsiranda, ten turi ta.
Therefore, in this way, you can understand Krishna consciousness philosophically and intellectually.
Tokiu būdu Krishna sąmonę galima analizuoti filosofiškai.
At least the basics, you see.
Bent jau jos pagrindus.
Now the details, that requires revelation. You may say, yes, I agree there is President Trump. But to know him intimately requires, he reveals himself to you. He invites you on his yacht or his country club or whatever, you know. So when God, those who actually trust there is God, you see.
Taigi, tie, kas pasitikė, kad yra Dievas.
And trust that God is a person.
Ir pasitikė, kad jis yra asmenybė.
They may encounter a book called the Bhagavad Gita.
Jie gali paskaityti Bhagavad Gita.
Which the book itself claims to be the words spoken by God.
Kuri yra, pati ta knyga teigia, kad yra pačio Dievo asmeniškai ištarti žodžiai.
So how do you know it's true or it's not just some hype?
Kaip žinoti, kad čia neišgalvota?
Why would you put your faith in some book? Well, you can make an experiment, you see. It's like somebody gives you a recipe for banana bread. Now, you don't know if it's a good recipe or not. But the person who gave it to you seemed pretty honest, you know. So I'll give it a try, you know. And wow, I get some really fantastic banana bread. You
know?
So in the same way, the person who gave you Bhagavad Gita, he seems to be a person of integrity. I mean, he didn't seem to be a con artist. Seemed to be a genuine person who had cared about me. So let me give it a try. I'll make an experiment. It's like experimenting with that banana bread recipe, you see. The Bhagavad Gita is a consciousness expansion recipe. So let me try the recipe and see what happens. Plug in a little, you know, I'm not this body, you know, consciousness, I'm not the body, dehi nosmin yata dehi, you know. And then add a little prasadam, you know, jagya shishna shana shanta muchan se sarvakil vishay, put a little prasadam in. Put a little chanting in, you know, satatang kirtiyantamang, put a little chanting into the experiment. And then, you know, and then try bowing down to Krishna, manmanabhavadbhakto, a little bowing down, you know. And then try surrendering to Krishna, sarvadharman paridhyaja. Under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. Tadvidi pranipatena, you see. It's all there in the Gita. Just take the Gita as a recipe and test it out. See if you get some good banana bread or not. That's what I did, you see. Actually, I've gotten other editions of the Gita previously. The Isherwood Gita I had read prior to that. Isherwood.
Isherwood.
Yeah. The only thing I can understand from the Isherwood edition, arise thou and fight the battle. And that made sense to me. To me, it was a battle of spirituality versus materialism. So that I understood. That we have to make a revolution against the material a spiritual revolution against the material civilization. That much I understood. And then I read another Gita. It's told that you offer your food with love and devotion to Krishna and it'll be accepted. So I understood that. But to understand in full, it took Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because there was explained in full, not just a little tidbit, but the whole thing was explained. In full. So then by applying Bhagavad Gita, then my whole life was transformed. I entered into another, a new dimension of existence. Beyond the world of birth and death. As Prabhupada explained in Los Angeles, deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. So we actually enter into a state of immortality. If you apply the instructions of the spiritual master with full faith, if you accept his orders, your very life and soul, that liberates you from death immediately. You enter into a state of deathlessness. So, Dr. He Hawkins can go on braying like an ass if he wants, you know. That's his business. But we see what happened to Denikasura and all his ass friends. They are wiped out by Krishna and Balaram. So you can be an ass if you want to be. But we will be wiped out. God will get you. It's like that philosopher Nietzsche. He said, God is dead. But God says, Nietzsche is dead. So who won? God won and Nietzsche lost. Nietzsche is dead. And God lives on. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, don't be asses. Be transcendentalists. Use your brains. Understand what is God. And what is the science of God. In this way you'll become Jivan Mukta, liberated souls. Living in a state of deathlessness, even while situated within the present body. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes. He raised his hand first. You're next. Thank you.
I was just going to add the point.
Give the Guru to Guru Mata, about the mic to Guru Mata.
I was just going to add, if one listens to these Hawkins or asses, then they become dogs.
Norėjau dadėti, kad jeigu žmogus klauso asilų, tai jis tampa šunių mėsų.
Or BS, they become also.
Yeah. Bhagavatam says Shvavidvada Ushtakaraye Sangsitak Purushak Pachu Najatakarma Patote Pojatanamagada Grajaha.
Bhagavatam sako.
Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels and asses.
Tie, kurie yra kaip šunys, asilai, kiaulės arba kupranugariai.
Praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna.
Kurie nieko nesupranta apie transcendentinius Krishna žaidimus.
The deliverer from all evils. So if you center your life on praising these asses, you'll also be an ass. Or a dog, or a camel, or a...
Okay,
because when they go to universities, that's what they learned. And what they become?
Yeah, they become an ass. Unfortunately, one of my disciples here, he decided that in the studying psychology in the university was better than studying Krishna consciousness under the spiritual master.
Mano vienas studentas nusprendė, kad studijuoti psichologiją universitete yra svarbiau negu studijuoti transcendentinį mokslą pas dvasinį mokytoją.
That means now he's become an ass.
Tai reiškia, kad jis tapo asilu.
And now you had questions.
To achieve perfection, all one has to do is fully follow the instruction of spiritual master. Why it sometimes happens that we hear devotees say that, oh, these instructions that spiritual master is given, it's just the highest level, so it's not probably for us. Maybe we should not fully take the instructions, but because spiritual master gives the highest level, we should be little by little. Why these things?
These initiated devotees?
Yeah, we heard. Yeah, sometimes it's initiated devotees speak.
This means they're dishonest people. They're not keeping their initiation vows. They have no integrity.
I can translate.
They made a vow to the spiritual master. Now they're not keeping it.
Viskas, ką mes turim daryti, tai pilnai klausyti dvasinį moktą nurodymų. Ir klausimas buvo tame, kodėl kartais taip atsitinka, kad atsidavę sako vieni kitiem, kad tie nurodymai, kuriuos duoda dvasinis moktas, jie yra, nu, tiesiog dvasinis moktas duoda aukščiausią standartą. Ir mums tas aukščiausias standartas nepasiekiamas ir mums gal nebūtina laikyti tik moktas, kadangi jisai moktas, jis privalo...
Prabhupada explains that those who do not follow the vows or initiation vows, they're animals, they're not human beings. A human being keeps his word. So they have opted to be animals, not human beings. Actually, the spiritual master's teachings are sublime. I understand though, because when it's conditioned by the material society, one may think it's too much.
Aš puikiai suprantu, tie žmonės, juk yra pripratę gyventi materialistinį visuomenį ir jiem tokie pamokymai atrodo per daug sudėtingi.
I also thought it was too much in the beginning.
Pradžioje aš irgi taip galvojau.
I was chanting Hare Krishna, I was offering my, I knew how to chant Hare Krishna, I knew how to offer my food. I liked the mantra, but I thought the devotees were nuts. What are these guys doing with shaving their head and wearing robes? You know, they're young, they could have long hair and be smoking marijuana, have girlfriends, you know, what are they doing living like monks? It's, I thought these are crazy boys, you know. So I understand, I used to be in the same school of philosophy as they are, you know. They just haven't, they need to be kicked harder by the material nature and become more sober. Yeah.
Probably I didn't mean like following the four regulative principles, but well, these devotees who are saying something like that, they are following the regulative principles, but for example, when a spiritual master says that we have to get up for Mangalarti every morning, so for example, this instruction seems for them like a higher standard, and that spiritual master has to give us
higher standards. So,
please, Gurudev, let me sleep in every day. Prabhupada, when Prabhupada introduced Mangalarti to the our movement, he said, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Kai Šrila Prabhupada pristatė Mangalarti mūsų idėjimą, jis įsakė, anksti į lovą, anksti atsikelti, ir tada taps išmintingas, sveikas ir protingas.
If somebody would rather be sick instead of healthy,
jeigu kažkas nori būti ligotas, vietoj to, kad būtų sveiku,
if someone would rather be poor instead of wealthy, they'd rather be stupid instead of wise, and they can sleep in. Late to bed and late to rise makes a man sick, poor, and stupid. That's what they want, then they can have it. Who can force? Yeah. What is the question?
This is not a question. Even the karmis said that.
Net materialistai. Benjaminas Franklinas sakė, kad anksti lova, anksti keltis.
Look at Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple.
Pažiūrėkite į Apple vadovą.
Does he sleep in?
Ar jis miega?
No, he gets up very early every day.
Keliasi anksti.
Successful people get up early in the morning.
Sėkmingi žmonės keliasi anksti.
Sudra class, they want to, Sudra means they want to sleep late. That's Sudra. Worker class. But those who actually have drive, who want to be really successful, they get up early in the morning. Even my grandparents, they used to get up early in the morning. We would get up early in the morning and we would read the Bible before breakfast. Oh, Bible reading before breakfast, you see. You know, we'd get down and kneel, and before eating breakfast, we'd get down on the floor and kneel and pray to God before we'd take our breakfast. So the modern day world, it's a sudra culture. They're just worker class people, you see. Work, make money, gratify your senses, that's all they know. But those who have higher intelligence, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahmana, these are the twice-born class, you see. Twice-born mean rising early. Those who sleep in their Shudra class, they're not the twice-born class, you see. That's what they want, what you can do. What can I say, you know? Can't force somebody. This is why living in the ashram is very good training.
Todėl gyvenimas ashrame yra labai geras apmokymas.
See, in Vedic culture, every man, he lives in the guru ashram for 20 years.
Vedinėje kultūroje kiekvienas vyras 20 metų gyvendavo mokytojų.
From the age of 5 to the age of 25.
Nuo 5 iki 25.
Every boy lives with a guru for 20 years.
Kiekvienas berniukas gyvendavo su mokytoju.
He becomes addicted, he becomes habituated to rise. In the beginning, the guru has to wake them up. Come on, boys, wake up, wake up.
Mokytojas turėdavo juos kelti.
He rings the gong to wake them up, you see. But after a while, they become, the boys become used to it, and they get up naturally early, you see. So the time they're married, they're totally plugged in to rising early. And they train their wife and their children how to do the same thing. So I was fortunate. I had, 14 years of brahmachari training. Tapasa brahmacharena shamena chajamena cha chagena satcha chalcha vam domena niyamena va. Very staunch brahmachari training I got for 14 years. So many of our devotees, they didn't have that background. So I can understand for them it is difficult. They weren't fortunate to have that brahmachari training like I got for so many years. So I can understand. They were never trained properly, and it's difficult if you're not trained. So we encourage them. We don't reject them. We encourage them and keep reminding them. This is how you're going to taste the real nectar, you see. Rising early. It's sometimes said that if you attend Mangal Arti, you're going to have a wonderful day. So if you want a wonderful day, come to the temple for Mangal Arti or rise early and sing Gravastakam prayers at home before sunrise. Only takes, you can, 5 minutes you can sing the Gravastakam prayers.
Mangala means auspicious.
Huh?
Mangala means auspicious.
Mangala reiškia tai, kas labai palanku. Kas nori palankumo, ateis.
How many people here in this room rise early and sing their Gavastikam prayers every day? So those of you I'm asking you to rise early and sing their Gavastikam prayers every day. Samsaradava nalalira loka tranayakar yunyaga naganadvam praptasya kalyana gunanavasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. I have to admit, I had a very good help in the beginning. My first experience as a Mangal Arti was sung by Vishnu Janaswami. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Vishnu Janaswami, which actually came to our Austin, when I was in Austin with him. He received this letter in Austin from Prabhupada. In this letter, Prabhupada said, told him, when you were leading the kirtan in Los Angeles, I could feel how by your kirtan I was being carried to Vaikuntha. So those were that's how I first experienced Mangal Arti, Vishnu Janaswami. In Austin, and then later on I joined the traveling road show. And we had a school bus. We had three school buses. One was the temple room. One was the equipment bus. And the other was the kitchen bus in the pajari room. And it was a wonderful party, but we would get up, we would stay in so many different places, driving around the U.S. But every morning at 4:30, we gathered in the temple room bus with Sri Sri Radhadamodar, the big Radhadamodar. And he would lead the Gravastakam prayers. It was so mystical. It was so mystical. Not like that. You would just feel how you're being carried to the spiritual world just by his, the sweetness of his voice. So, for me, it's easy to... I've been coming to Mangalarti now for, what, 46 years, Mangalarti every day. One disciple just wrote me, says, I would like to worship Shalagram Shila. In his temple, they have Shalagram Shila, Melbourne. So I told him, well, if because he said, well, he said, but last month I missed Mangalarti four times. I said, if you, I said, one should not miss Mangalarti even four times in their whole life. But to speak in 1 month. So therefore I told him, well, if you want to worship Shalagram Shila, you must go to Mangalarti every day, and then you can worship Shalagram Shila. So you'll find in Prabhupada's books, even worshipping at home, you're supposed to have Mangalarti. In the second canto of Bhagavatam, even devotees worshipping at home are supposed to have Mangalarti. This is spiritual life. Sleeping in is material life. Now we're getting a little late. And that's not so great. So we don't want to make this our fate. That we're going to be late. So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much. All the devotees, I'm sorry, question on the internet, but it's too late now. So we thank you all very much for tuning in today here on the internet and here locally at the temple. Please, please always remember Krishna. And never forget Krishna. Thank you very much. Achalabai.
Shri Krishna Sankarsan Dasa Dikari Maharaja Ki Jai.
Iskanda Devotees Ki Jai.